Amen. Psalm 79 is our psalm for today. And Asaph wrote this psalm. And it's talking about God's people and how they disobeyed him and the consequences of that disobedience. And J. Vernon McGee says, "How long, Lord, wilt thou be angry forever? Shall thy jealousy burn like a fire? The Jews cry out, 'Aren't you going to help us, Lord?' Then they cry to God for forgiveness." Therein is the key to everything, isn't it, huh? He made a way. Pray for forgiveness. "Oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low." Then it goes on in verse 9 to say, "Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name. Deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake." That always makes me kind of smile because they always put it back on God. You know, "Do it for your name's sake, Lord." Hallelujah. It's okay. They're his people. And then at the very end of the psalm, after all this complaining and all the tale of woe and everything, they come down to the most important part. And it's a note of thankfulness when they say, Pat? "So we, thy people, the sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations." Then he kind of wandered over to the Message Bible to see what it said. And it says, "Then we, your people, the ones you love and care for, will thank you over and over and over. We'll tell everyone we meet how wonderful you are, how praiseworthy you are." Can all of us say that this morning? Is he wonderful? Does he do praiseworthy things, even in our own lives? Dottie is a testimony to that. A living, walking testimony of how good God can be to his people. You are loved by God, Dottie, and us too. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this last verse together before we go into worship, and let's do it out of the Message. "Then we, your people, the ones you love and care for, will thank you over and over and over. We'll tell everyone we meet how wonderful you are and praiseworthy you are." And is that really true?
Yep.
Honest to goodness, in a world that we're living in today, we meet people and everybody's got a horde story, it seems. They've been treated wrongly or things didn't go right. Their lives are messing up. But we can tell them how praiseworthy our God is. Pray for them and tell them about how good he's been to you.